This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Longtime Egyptian leader Hosni Mubarak has died at the age of 91. His death was reported today by state television. The iron-fisted leader ruled Egypt for almost 30 years before being swept from power in 2011 after 18 days of popular protests. The autocratic leader assumed the presidency after the assassination of Anwar Sadat and retained power by positioning himself as a trusted Western ally who honored the 1979 peace treaty with Israel, despite fierce opposition. After stepping down from the presidency amid controversy, Mubarak was later arrested and tried over the deaths of anti-government protesters. In 2015, Mubarak and his two sons were sentenced to 3 years on corruption charges, and after being in custody for 6 years, were freed in 2017. Former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak, dead at the age of 91. China and South Korea reported more cases of a new coronavirus Tuesday as stock markets in Asia retreated following a day of global losses. AP's Mike Gracia.
Coronavirus jitters sent financial markets tumbling in Monday trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average suffered its biggest drop in 2 years, falling 1,031 points, or 3.6%, and wiping out its gains so far in 2020. The S&P 500 took a 3.4% drop, and the Nasdaq fell 3.7%. The slump in U.S. indexes followed market sell-offs overseas.
Now, China and South Korea have reported more cases of a new coronavirus today as stock markets in Japan had a second consecutive rough session following a day of global losses, and U.S. President Donald Trump sought $2.5 billion from Congress to fight the outbreak. Chinese health officials said there were 71 new deaths and 508 new cases there, bringing the overall total in the country where the outbreak began 2 months ago to more than 26 dead. This is VOA News.